Interview at Hypod Group. Almost everyone will make a first impression, but only few make a good lasting impression. It takes just a quick glance, maybe 4 seconds, for someone to evaluate you when you meet for the first time. In this short time, someone can form an opinion about you based on your appearance, your body language, your demeanor, your mannerisms, and how you are dressed. The first impression can seal the deal. These first impressions can be nearly impossible to reverse or undo, and they often set the tone for the relationship that follows, especially in a professional setting like an interview. Would you like to know how to make a lasting impression? The following are a few simple ways to get the right foot in the door at your first interview. Be on time. Someone you are meeting for the first time will not be interested in your good excuse for running late. Plan to arrive at 10 to 15 minutes early, and allow flexibility for possible delays in traffic or taking a wrong turn. Arriving early is much better than arriving late, and is the first step toward creating a great first impression. 2. Dress to impress. Of course, physical appearance matters. The person you are meeting for the first time doesn't know you, so your appearance is usually the first clue he or she has to go on. The key to a good impression is to present yourself appropriately and professionally. Think about the environment in which you are meeting and what the appropriate dress code for the meeting or occasion is. For your first interview, what is the appropriate business attire? They say a picture is worth a thousand words, and so the picture you first present needs to demonstrate who you are to the person you are meeting. 3. Be yourself. The best way to create a good impression is by being our authentic self. It may sound crazy, as the idea of fitting in and first gauging the temperature in a new environment comes instinctively, but being yourself allows you to feel more confident, calm, and certain. Believe me, it's much easier to build trust, earn respect, and show your true character to the people you meet by just being you. 4. Have a winning smile. As the saying goes, smile and the world smiles too. So there's nothing like a smile to create a good first impression. A warm and confident smile will put both you and the other person at ease. So smiling is a winner when it comes to great first impressions. Of course, be natural. Forcing this is just as transparent and organically expressing a smile in the moment. 5. Consider your body language. They say nonverbal communication speaks volumes, and body language is a key to making a lasting impression. Utilize open body language to project your confidence and self-assurance when making a first impression. Smile, make eye contact, and show enthusiasm to not only feel more at ease but to radiate a level of certainty in any room you enter. It's natural to feel nervous for your first interview, but the trick is to act as if, stand tall, and own the space you're in. Allow your body language to speak louder than words. 6. Also consider your language in general. Speak clearly and with an even tone. You don't want to be too loud or too quiet, as you could come across as dominating or shy. Remember, conversations are based on verbal give and take. It pays to add value in conversation and show you are prepared for the interview. Of course, you won't know the questions that will be asked in your interview, but give yourself time to think. Using filler words such as "um" or "so" or filling in gaps with "like" or "you know" will make you seem less knowledgeable. Pay special attention to your usage of the word "like." This is one word that has infiltrated our daily speech and we don't realize how often we use it. If you need time to compose your thoughts, simply pause or restate the question. If you're asked, "Can you tell me about a time you solved a problem?" you could reply with, "One time I solved a problem well was," and instantly you have time to compose your thoughts and give a great response. And don't be thrown off by speaking about yourself. Oftentimes you will be asked to talk about yourself, your experience or skills. Do so proudly. 7. Put your phone away. Unless you're the running secretary of the prime minister, you don't need your phone for an interview. If your outcome is to make a great first impression, your phone only serves as a distraction and will only indicate your level of attention and stock you place on your interview. Unless you need it to show something, give a demonstration, or simply add value to what you're saying, your phone shouldn't even be in your hand. 8. Be positive. It may seem like the simplest thing to do, but remember to be positive. Your attitude shines through everything you do, so project a positive attitude even in a new environment, when asked questions or when feeling nervous. You want to add value when making a first impression and never withdraw it. Strive to learn from your interview and attentive.